Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Making beauty out of the old, today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. My name is Garrett. It is so good to be with each and every one of you here on Advanced Studio Classroom, where we get to look through some fun articles to learn some new words, phrases, and get to know each other just a bit more. Thankfully, I am not here on my lonesome. I have Linda with me. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Garrett. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. And I think this is the first program that you're hosting, right, Garrett?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I am really glad to be here with you. You've always been a great co-panelist. I hope I can be the same.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a good time today. Today, we do have an architecture lesson. Now, Linda, could you introduce to us what exactly is architecture?
Well, architecture is basically the buildings that we see and how they are constructed. So the design of them, how they are built. And if you study architecture, you will learn a lot more about them. And I hear it's a really time-consuming major. I knew some friends who studied architecture, and they would stay up all night making their models, like, for their projects.
Right. My father actually studied this when he was in university. They had a couple of different tracks. You could choose the more kind of practical, like kind of math and geometry, how buildings stay standing and not fall down, or the more design-oriented, kind of avant-garde, fancy buildings. And that's actually what he did, and it was like a mandatory minimum five-year program.
Yes, it is a longer program. Normally, it's 4 years for a degree, but yeah, they have to put in an extra year, and I think a lot more hours.
Right. It sounds like it was like that for him. Well, speaking of buildings, I just wanted to ask you and our listeners, do you have like a favorite building around the world? I know that's kind of a broad question. There are a lot of really impressive buildings in the world.
Yes, there are.
While you're thinking, I could give my answer. I'm going to choose a building in the place called Dubai in the United Arab Emirates called the Museum of the Future. You guys can look it up. It's shaped like a big coin with a hole in the middle with Arabic writing on it. It doesn't look like a building. It doesn't look like people could go inside, but it's a museum where you can see kind of future technologies. It's really beautiful inside and outside.
Okay. So it's quite advanced,
would
you say?
Okay. When I went, we didn't want to spend money to pay for the ticket, so we just took pictures on the outside.
Okay. Well, I studied art history, and part of that was studying some architecture, not exactly how to build the building, but just the style of it and generally. And I prefer older buildings.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I love the Parthenon in Greece, in Athens, Greece. It has so much history. Like, when I go into a building that's been around for a long time, let's say a museum that is actually a building before it became a museum, there's just so much history in there that I can feel. And so I like learning about the history of a really old building.
I could not agree more. Of course, there could be so many other answers. Friends, think about some of your favorite buildings. Of course, there were architects behind that. Well, we will talk about one building and the architects involved today, but it wasn't a new building. It's a building that was changed from how it originally was. This article is called Creating Places People Will Visit. Let's jump right into our article to learn more.
Creating Places People Will Visit. An abandoned parking garage in Buenos Aires is now a stunning tower with a park on top. 4 years ago, if you found yourself at one particular intersection of Buenos Aires, you would see a nondescript three-story parking garage with no cars inside. That building still exists, but it's completely unrecognizable. The metamorphosis is thanks to a multi-year project by New York architecture firm ODA. Ola Palermo, as the reimagined structure is known, has become a mixed-use building with cafes, restaurants, and Class A office space. The cherry on top of this concrete cake is an open-air promenade that peels off the sidewalk, winds up to what used to be the roof of the garage, blossoms into a rooftop park, then winds back down to the other side of the building. In a structure once defined by cars, the ramp is now synonymous with people.
All right, well, we're starting to get to know what happened in the city of Buenos Aires, that is in the country of Argentina in South America. Now, listeners, for some of you who might know or those that don't, I really love geography. And there's a great tool online called Google Earth. And you can go to this building or any other one and look at what it looked like even just a few years in the past. So you can go and see what this place looks like now and then actually see what it was like 4 years ago, just like we see in our article here. Linda, can you get us started? What do they say about it?
Well, they said if you went there 4 years ago, you would find this nondescript three-story parking garage. And nondescript just means that there's nothing really remarkable about it. There's nothing that stands out. It's just this parking garage, and it wouldn't have any cars inside.
Right, so not a very effective parking garage. Of course, a parking garage should have lots of cars in it. And if you look at the map of where it is, there is a lot of interesting stuff around there. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it just wasn't a very useful parking garage, or they weren't operating it, so no cars were allowed in. But that building still exists. They didn't tear it down. It's just completely unrecognizable. It doesn't look like it did before. And we see an interesting word here. We see that there was a metamorphosis.
Yes. So a metamorphosis happens when something has gone through a transformation or a process that completely changes it. It's changed from one thing to something else that's entirely different.
Yeah. I would say the most common usage of this, or what we'd think of, is the transformation that some animals go through.
Exactly.
Things like a caterpillar to a cocoon to a butterfly. Or even a tadpole to becoming a frog.
Exactly.
These are big changes animals go through. There's even a famous book called Metamorphosis.
Yeah, by Kafka.
Right. And so there was this sort of metamorphosis that happened with this building. It was a multi-year project by New York architecture firm ODA. And so they're a firm, is kind of a company in the architecture field. We'd also use that term for things like the legal field.
Right, law firm, exactly.
Exactly.
And so you mentioned earlier, if you had looked on Google Earth back 4 years, you would see that this building has undergone a transformation. You could visually see that.
Right. Some of the shape looks kind of similar, but it's very different. It was kind of a dull gray building. Now there's lots of glass and lots of green. We'll talk about that some more. Now, this building is now called Ola Palermo. It is a reimagined structure, and it's become a mixed-use building. It's not just used for one thing. There are cafes, restaurants, and Class A office space.
Right. So they're using it for a lot of stuff. And it says, I love this term, the cherry on top.
It's a great one.
Yeah. So the best thing about it, or like the thing that makes it even better, like besides having all of these uses for the building, this additional thing that makes it even better is that there is an open-air promenade or promenade that you can walk around on. So a promenade or promenade is a path or walkway or a place that you can leisurely stroll. You can go and take a walk.
Right, exactly. We had an open-air mall in my hometown. They called it The Promenade.
Mm.
That's the pronunciation I'm more familiar with. Yeah, it's just a relaxing place. And they have that kind of on the top of this building. And that's why it's fun that we use that phrase, the cherry on top. Yeah, like a cherry you put on an ice cream sundae or even a figurative cake, like we said here. Well, that promenade peels off the sidewalk. Why would they use that verb phrase there?
Right. So I think of it as kind of like a runway that's leaving the sidewalk. And so it's going in a different direction. So it's going upwards. And you can see that in the picture in our article that the promenade, it leaves the sidewalk and it goes upward and then onto the roof of the building.
Yeah, it almost gives the image of like some sort of curved motion away from more of a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think of a group of cars all driving along the same road, and then suddenly one of them peels off or it turns off the road, maybe onto an off-ramp off of the highway. That's kind of the image we get here, although this is more of an upward motion as it goes up to the kind of roof of this building. And that winds up to what used to be the roof of the garage. It blossoms into a rooftop park.
Yeah, and usually we wouldn't think that like the top of a parking garage would be anywhere that you would want to go to. But
sure,
here they've turned it into a park where you can get a nice view and somewhere where you want to go and take a leisurely walk. And then it says that it winds back down to the other side of the building. So you can walk from one side of the building to the other on this promenade.
Exactly. So it's good for that kind of leisurely walking like we talked about. Well, in a structure once defined by cars, a parking lot, the ramp is now synonymous with people. Now, you might be familiar with that term synonym. A synonym is another word for a first word that kind of means the same thing or something similar. But what do we mean by synonymous here?
So something that's synonymous, it's considered very closely connected to. So before this ramp, when it was part of a parking garage, it was associated with cars. Cars would use this ramp. But now it's synonymous or associated with people because it's people who are walking on this promenade.
Right. So when people think of it, they think of people. Now, let's go back to the beginning. We said this is located in Buenos Aires. That is the capital city of Argentina. Before we move on to the rest of our article, Linda, do you have anything interesting to share about Argentina with us?
I've never been there, but I know they are very into and good at sports, especially soccer. Like,
yes,
they're crazy about soccer or football.
That's true.
They call it.
I think it's an interesting country. I've never been close to there.
Mm-hmm.
It is that kind of Spanish-speaking South American country, but it's one of those that has a lot of European influence.
Yes.
There are a lot of Italian immigrants,
yeah, mm-hmm,
some Germans. And so you see a lot of that in the architecture around there. And we'll see in our article as we go through it, the kind of area around this former parking lot has a lot of interesting things with influence from around the world.
Yes, it does.
All right. So we'll see more of that in just a moment. It's time now for us to jump into the next section where we ask to demolish or not to demolish.
To demolish or not to demolish. ODA, ranked among the world's most innovative companies of 2025 by Fast Company, has a history of working on adaptive reuse projects. But when founder Aaron Chan first heard about the project, it was presented to him as an empty site. The building, which had been vacant for years, sits on a tricky plot sandwiched between two busy roads and an elevated train line. It is very close to the edge of Tres de Febrero Park, but before ODA got involved, the two were not connected. Before arriving on site, Chen had considered demolishing the parking garage, but when he saw the building, the idea just clicked. "The building immediately captured my imagination," Chen says. noting the first thing that surprised him was the structure's ceiling height. Most parking garages have low ceilings, which make them challenging to convert. This one had a 14 to 15 foot ceiling. The ceiling had a waffle design, which looks like a grid of intersecting beams that create a pattern of recessed squares. This helped distribute the weight of the ceiling evenly, allowing it to span large areas without the need for additional columns for support, and creating a more open and flexible space for the building's use.
All right, listeners, here we learn a bit more about the company that was behind transforming this building, this former parking garage. They're called ODA, and the company that makes this article is impressed by them.
Right, because they were ranked among the world's most innovative companies of 2025.
Yeah, by Fast Company. Of course, that is the company that wrote this article. And we see here that ODA has a history of working on adaptive reuse projects. That's kind of an interesting idea.
Yes. So Ola Palermo is an example of one of their adaptive reuse projects, and it's basically repurposing a building. So refurbishing the building so that it ends up having a purpose than what it was originally built for. So originally, Ola Palermo was a parking garage. Now it is no longer that. It is a place where you go to eat with cafes and restaurants, or where you go to walk or stroll.
Exactly. So it's being reused. It's being used again, but not in the same way. It's been adapted or changed. I certainly wish they would do a lot more of that in the city where we live now.
Yeah.
Even in the heart of the city, presumably where, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic, property values are high, there are just abandoned giant buildings.
Yes, that's true. And I don't know why. I'm sure there are different reasons on why it hasn't been repurposed, but it would be great. And I have heard of other projects in the U.S., malls. There are a lot of malls. And malls in the U.S. are more one-story, one or two-story. It's not like the malls in Asia where you have multiple stories.
Sure. Yeah.
Or floors. And, you know, malls are not the place where you go anymore. So you have a lot of these abandoned buildings. And they've repurposed them for pickleball courts.
Oh, interesting.
So you can go there and exercise because it's a big space and it's perfect for going to build a court or something like that. And yeah, so I think it's great when a building or anything, when we repurpose things, reuse it, because we are saving resources.
Yeah, there are plenty of other examples here on the island. As you can see, former warehouses, I know, especially in cities down south, that have been transformed into kind of hip places.
Yes.
With restaurants and art galleries.
Yes, and so, in Kaohsiung, like, they've transformed this area. It's like an art district now, which
exactly.
Is really cool. You can go there and see displays of art and artists working. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in Taichung as well. So it's fun. It's great when you don't just have abandoned buildings sitting in the middle of a city. Well, ODA, the company doing this, has a founder named Aaron Chen. And when he first heard about the project, it was presented to him as an empty site, or a site that didn't have a lot going on.
Right. He didn't really know that there was this parking garage that was on the site.
Exactly. So the building, which had been vacant for years, sits on a tricky plot. It's sandwiched between two busy roads, or it's right in between them, and there's also an elevated train line. That doesn't sound like a place that would have a lot of foot traffic.
Right. And if you look at it on the map, it's this triangular area, and it does have these roads, like it comes where like these two roads are intersecting, and but it does have this park next to it. Actually, it's a really big park, and the park is called Tres de Febrero Park, which means
the third of February.
Yeah. Another name, which we'll see tomorrow that it goes by, is Palermo Woods. And right. so it's nice that it does have this park right next to it. But in the beginning, when ODA got this project or got involved in this project, the park and the parking garage area weren't connected.
Right. But it sounds like now, after ODA got involved, they are. So before the company got involved, Chen had considered demolishing the parking garage, of course, tearing it down. Then you can do whatever you want with that land. But when he saw the building, the idea just clicked, or it was like he figured something out.
Yeah, like a light bulb went off in his
right.
head. Like, oh, this can actually be something useful. Because normally, when you start a new project, you just want to get rid of everything on it and just start fresh. Like, so it made sense that he would want to demolish this useless parking garage.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
He saw that it could be useful.
Yeah, and it certainly was. He said, "The building immediately captured my imagination," Chen says, noting the first thing that surprised him was the structure's ceiling height. This is not something I knew before, but it makes sense. Most garages or parking garages here have low ceilings. Cars don't need too much height usually. But this one had 14 to 15 foot high ceilings. So
right, much higher than normal parking garages. And I sometimes feel claustrophobic. I feel like
yeah.
the walls are coming in because it's so low in a parking garage, and it's dark, and the lighting's just bad, and you're just surrounded by cars, and the air is not good because of all of the exhaust from the cars. So it's not like when you think of parking garages, like it's not a very pleasant feeling that
Absolutely.
You get. But here, one good attribute of this parking garage was that they had higher than normal ceilings.
Right. And I imagine for an architect, those high ceilings are really inspiring because there's a lot that you can do with it, a lot of design space. Yeah, they did not want to tear this down. And in our last little paragraph here for today, we get a little more technical with what he saw in the building. We learn about the ceiling. It had a waffle design, or kind of a crisscross pattern, which looks like a grid of intersecting beams that create a pattern of recessed squares. We have a lot to talk about there.
Yeah. And actually, the first description that's given had a waffle design. So you can think of a waffle, and it has these, like this pattern in them that has lines, vertical and horizontal lines, and then they make little squares. But the squares are recessed. They are lower than the rest of the waffle. So you have these depressions in the waffle.
Yeah, or actually, since it's the ceiling, you could think of them as higher in a way. So there's kind
yes.
of spaces or almost holes, though they don't go all the way through in the ceiling. I imagine that could have a lot of benefits. First of all, it might look kind of cool, but it
does,
could also
yeah.
trap a lot of volume in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the space won't feel quite as loud, which could be nice if you're transforming it into office space or other things.
Right, and it just makes a cool pattern. And in the article, we do see a picture at the bottom of the ceiling and the recessed spaces. So there are empty spaces among the grid, and the way they have it lit, it makes a really cool design. So that's one benefit from it. Also, the other benefit is the distribution of weight.
Right.
So because these spaces are emptied, it's less weight. And so you don't have to support a ceiling that would be heavier if it didn't have these recessed spaces.
Exactly. So we see a little bit more of that. This pattern in the ceiling allowed it to span large areas without the need for additional columns for support. Columns are those vertical beams in a lot of buildings that help hold the ceiling or other top floors up. So they didn't need as many of these. They were able to span large areas. What exactly does that mean?
So it means to cover a large area. If you span something, you cover a big range. And that, in this case, that enables the architects to have a bigger, more open space that they can use for other things. They don't have to worry about these columns getting in the way or having to build columns. And When you don't have columns, you have this freer space. It just, it's airier. It feels like the space is even bigger when you don't have to worry about columns.
Right. For some reason, the biggest negative that came to my mind with columns is if you go and see something like a live show, it could be musical, a play, or even a sports game, and your seat is like right behind a column, mm-hmm. and you can't see anything very
right.
well. It's
your
the
view,
worst.
Yeah, your view is blocked. Yeah. Don't get those seats. Make sure to avoid those seats.
It can be hard at times. Well, friends, it was so much fun starting this article with all of you. Hopefully, you're inspired to think about the buildings all around you and what they look like. We'll learn a bit more about what is going on at Ola Palermo in tomorrow's show. Until then, my name is Garrett.
I'm Linda.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.